Good morning, my friends, and happy Easter. We continue together to celebrate the season of Easter, and it is a joy to be with you to celebrate the Holy Spirit at work among us this morning. It's especially my joy to welcome you if you are visiting with us this morning. We're very glad that you're here and hope that you have an opportunity to greet and meet the friends who are sitting around you, both at the passing of the peace in the middle of the service and at the end of the service. All of us who are here, I would encourage you to sign in. We have registration pads that are at the end of each row, and hopefully they're already being passed down. And if you wouldn't mind signing in, and if you're visiting with us, sharing an email address or a mailing address, and that will give us an opportunity to reach out to you and share with you a little bit more about our congregation. A couple of announcements this morning. Ministries happening in and through this place. We continue our collection of diapers for Hope Clinic for Women. The details are in the insert in your bulletin, but we'll be collecting those through next Sunday. Also, next weekend on Saturday morning, we have our recycling day where we'll have the opportunity to bring, there will be a shredder here, an opportunity to recycle computers and phones and all sorts of things. It's a great way to protect our environment and an outreach to our community. So be sure and share with your friends and neighbors that this opportunity is coming up on Saturday. Finally, this morning at this service, we will be honoring our high school seniors who are graduating, and you have information about them in your bulletin this morning, and I would invite you to take that home with you and keep these young people and their families in your prayers in this time of celebration and transition. And speaking of celebration and transition, we find ourselves once again in the book of Acts this morning, where the Holy Spirit continues to expand and broaden who is included in the Church of God. So as we prepare to hear that story, let us be grateful that we are included and be prepared to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this hour together.
Thank you.
our God a new song.
God has done marvelous things.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Let the mountains rejoice out loud together before the Lord.
Let the world and its people sing together for joy.
Christ our Lord invites us to his table, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. As a forgiven and reconciled people, we invite you to exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you.
Let us join together in the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A reading from the New Testament. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Peter then said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of God for the people of God.
And all who were there were astounded that the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. The Holy Spirit is at it again. If you were here last week, we heard the story of these early days of the church when Philip, one of the early Christians, shared the gospel with a man from Ethiopia. And we were astounded that the Holy Spirit came upon a man from Ethiopia. And now it's happening again. The Holy Spirit is being poured out even on the Gentiles. Now, at the center of our story this week is the Apostle Peter. Peter, of course, is one of the 12 who followed Jesus all around Galilee, who sometimes got it right, but most of the time got it wrong. But after the resurrection of Jesus, and after the day of Pentecost, when Peter and so many of the other followers of Jesus had been filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter became the pillar of the church in Jerusalem, healing people and preaching powerfully the gospel of Jesus among the Jews in Jerusalem. When we find him in chapter 10, he's a little bit outside of Jerusalem. He's gone to a town called Lydda and a town called Joppa, where he continued to preach about Jesus among the Jewish believers there. And it happens one day, as he's sitting on the roof of the house where he's staying, that he's praying to God and he has a vision. And all this is laid out in chapter 10. It's a great story. I encourage you to go home and read it. But in that vision, he sees all the animals of the earth, reptiles and birds and four-footed creatures. And he hears the voice of God saying to him, "Rise up, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter says, "By no means, Lord." This is my paraphrasing, but some of these animals are unclean. Some of these are ones that you've laid out in the law that I'm not supposed to eat. I'm not supposed to eat pork or shrimp or many of the animals that are right here before me in this vision. No unclean animal has ever passed my lips. And then God says to Peter, "Peter, what I have made clean, you shall not declare profane." Peter's on the roof, he's praying, he sees all these animals, and he's resisting this word of God that all of these animals are now clean. Because everything he's been taught all of his life, the teachings of the Torah have told him what is clean and what is not clean. He's understood that a sign of his covenant with God is that he keeps himself pure from what is unclean, that he follows the law faithfully. But could it be possible now that God is changing things? That God is doing something new? Peter's confused by this vision, and he's not quite sure what to do with it. When messengers arrive at the doorstep, three men who have an invitation to Peter that comes from a man named Cornelius, who is a Roman centurion, a Gentile, one who is unclean. Peter would have been taught, and he even says to Cornelius and those who are gathered, that it is unlawful for a Jew to associate with a Gentile, to go inside the home of a Gentile, and heaven forbid, to sit down at the same table and eat with a Gentile. But Peter remembers this vision and what God has said. "What I have declared clean, you shall not declare profane." And so Peter responds to this invitation to go to the home of Cornelius, the Roman centurion. And sure enough, Peter steps across the threshold. He walks into the home of a man who, in his mind, had always been unclean. And he begins to preach to those who were gathered, Cornelius and his family and many of his friends and associates, all of them Gentiles. And he starts telling them about Jesus. And lo and behold, while Peter is still talking, in the middle of his sermon, the Holy Spirit comes and fills all the Gentiles, even the Gentiles. And Peter says to his companions who are with him, "They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. We better baptize these people." And once again, the Holy Spirit has surprised the followers of Jesus by showing them who is included. How wide is the grace of God? And we see this journey that Peter has been on. that everything he has been taught, the scriptures that he has always studied, the ways that he has always understood God to work, are now being blown open, and God is doing a new thing. The story is deeply challenging for us, because I think it is our human nature to try to get to the point where we can understand who God is and how God works. It's human nature to try to put God in a box, as we say. For many of us, that box is the Bible, our scriptures. We think that somehow, after the last ink had dried on the book of Revelation, that God stopped doing new things. And we try to hold God back. We can't imagine that God would do anything different, anything new than what we expect, than what we've always learned about God, that what the Bible says, that verse says that God will do. But this story reminds us that the Holy Spirit is doing a new thing. In every age, in every generation, we are being stretched. We are being invited to let go, to unlearn, to dismantle our boxes and allow God the freedom to be who God will be among us. Now, someone might ask, does that mean that God changes God's mind? That God's nature changes? I don't think so. To Peter's mind, this is a new thing that God is doing. This is a radical change of Peter's mind. But if we go all the way back to the very beginning of the story, way back to Genesis, when God first called Abraham and Sarah and said to them, I will fashion out of you a chosen people, a special people. And God gave those people of Israel a special way of being in the world that would set them apart and be a beacon for the rest of the world. But even way back then in chapter 12 of Genesis, God said, I will bless you so that you will be a blessing. Through you, Abraham and Sarah, through you, Israel, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. And now through the person of Jesus Christ and through the church that God has given birth, all the nations of the earth are to be blessed and included. Another word for nations in the Greek is Gentiles. That's you and me, see. We have been included by the work of the Holy Spirit. So this story of the opening of Peter's mind, the radical shift in his understanding of how God loves and how God works in the world, is an invitation to you and me to do some deep soul searching. Are there ways that I try to limit my understanding of God and how God works in the world? Is there a person or are there people in the world that I think there's no way that God's Holy Spirit would fall on them as it has on me? Our work is to open ourselves up to be surprised. We come to the table this morning. Jesus Christ is our host. And I think as we gather at that table, it is the invitation of God that we be surprised at who's sitting next to us. And that we go out into the world to issue the invitation to those who will be surprised to receive it. Amen.
As As we come to a time of prayer this morning, we lift up the joys and concerns of our congregation as an offering to our loving God. If you have prayer requests that you'd like to share, please fill out a gray card located in the pew racks in front of you, and please indicate if you'd like those to be shared or to remain confidential. You can place them in the offering plates as they're passed down the pew in a few moments. This morning we celebrate the birth of McAllister Grace Meyer, who was born on April 24th to Molly and Kirk Meyer. And we remember Cindy David, whose father, Albert David, passed away on April 17th. Services were held on April 20th at St. Stephen's United Methodist Church in West Roxbury, Massachusetts. Let us now turn to our holy and living God and offer up both our spoken and silent prayers. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us this morning. We lift up to you the needs of our world, our community, and ourselves. We know, O God, that your desire is for abundant life for all of creation. So we ask that you would make your presence known in those places where there is conflict, struggle, and despair. May your peace prevail on earth, O God. We pray for our leaders, that they might seek the well-being of all people. And we pray for our church, that we might continue to be a witness to your love and grace in the world. Grant your healing power this morning to those who feel broken in body, mind, or spirit, that they might be made whole. And guide us, that we might do all that we can to share your love, to care for one another, and to care for the whole of creation. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God has graciously given to us all that we have. As a people of faith, let us return our thanks through our tithes and offerings.
Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, brought us to a land flowing with milk and honey, and set before us the way of life. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. By your great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of your Son from the dead, and to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Once we were no people, but now we are your people, declaring your wonderful deeds in Christ, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." On the day you raised him from the dead, he was recognized by his disciples in the breaking of the bread, and in the power of your Holy Spirit, your church has continued in the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as together we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and the cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood.
By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. And now, with the assurance that we are indeed the children of God, let us join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
As the many grains that are scattered become one in the bread, so we who are many are one in Christ. As the cup is offered for grace and forgiveness for all, so we are forgiven and included. The table is set, and all who are here are invited to come and gather at Christ's table. We make it an important thing to say that every time we gather at the table, the invitation comes from Christ and not from our denomination, not from this particular congregation. And so everyone who is here today is welcome. There are no restrictions at this table. If this is your first time to receive communion in this particular congregation, we receive by coming to the altar rails as we are able. And if you will, open your hands so that we'll know you have yet to be served. We have our choir that will be served first, followed by our friends in the balcony, then the transepts, and finally those of us in the center. There is always gluten-free bread available, and if you'll just let Anita know, she'll be standing by the lectern and we'll serve you there. If you are unable to make your way forward, Becky and I will be making our way around the congregation, and if you would let us know or let one of the ushers know, we'll come and serve you in your seats. Every time we come forward to the table, there's an opportunity to give to the missions of our congregation. And this month's mission is Habitat. We are working to raise $30,000 to help build a Habitat house this fall. And if you feel led to make that gift, the offering plates are right here at the front. It is time for us to come and feast on the grace and love of Jesus Christ. I invite you now to stand as you're able and join with me in giving thanks for what we have received. You have given yourself to us, Lord. Your love has made us a new people. Your glory has filled our hearts. Amen. If you would be seated once again, we have a special moment to share with our graduating seniors.
Good morning. I would like to invite all of our 2018 graduates to come down front and line up on the pulpit side. This morning, we are giving a Bible to our 2018 graduating class. West and UMC is intentional to give a Bible to our children when they're in third grade, hopefully to learn, to wrestle, and to fall in love with God's Word while during their time with us. Now, graduates, we are honored to also give you this Bible to go with you to college or onto your next steps. We pray that you will use them to remember that you are not alone, that you can open your Bible when you need moments of peace, when you continue to wrestle with and fall in love with God's Word, and even when you just want to say thank you. I will call out your name in alphabetical order. You will step towards Carol to receive your Bible and then move to this side of the sanctuary. Please stay up front. After everyone has received their Bible, Carol will pray a blessing over you. And then we will all walk to Reed Hall so that you, our congregation and church family, can congratulate them. At this time, it is my privilege to give a Bible to the following graduates: Rachel Ballinger. Josephine Fentress. William Gilliland. Carly Horner. Eli Horton. Virginia Lee. Haynes Lynch. Catherine Morgan. Jose Perez. Emma Ryan. Elizabeth Salm. James Seabury. Sam Slattery. Sailor Tettleton. Meredith Whitman. And Anlin Zink.
Gracious and holy God, what a gift it has been to walk alongside these young people on their journey of faith, to be with them in worship, in play, in study, to watch them grow in their love for you and for each other, in their service to the world. As we place your word in their hands, we trust and know that you go with them on this next phase of their journey, where others will come alongside them and walk with them, where they will take the lead and share themselves with the world and share their gifts with the world. May they always stay close to you, O God, knowing and feeling your presence with them. May they trust that this word that they hold does not capture you or put you in a box, but opens up your spirit to be with them here and now in this world, today and always. May they feel the love and prayers and blessing of this congregation as we send them forth in your holy name. We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
At this time, I'd like to present to you our 2018 graduating class.
We have sung our prayer that the Spirit would widen our love. May we go from this place to spread God's love more widely in our world. And in doing that, may we know Christ's power and peace. Amen.